Singing and giving testimony is a unique way of spreading awareness on AIDS, a subject which is still treated with much awe and secrecy in Africa. And yet, this is exactly what this group of determined women living with AIDS held recently in a small town 200 kilometers south. What is important is what we will do ourselves to prevent the merciless killer from wiping us out. In the discussion that followed, the group made it clear that while they could not explain exactly what causes AIDS, they knew it was spread by sleeping with many men. This,
with up to 6 Cambridge O-level passes, cannot get employment in the cities. Now, what about me, who does not even have 2 years of secondary education? Where can I ever hope to get a job? But do I not also need to eat, buy good clothes, and enjoy myself like other young people? That is why I will use my body hard to get money.
These views were immediately challenged by another woman.
I do not agree with you. If you cannot be employed by someone else, you can employ yourself. I am a good example of that. I'm not working after separating with my husband, but I can support myself and my children from working on the piece of land I was given by my own father. I have also trained my children to work hard on our vegetable garden, even when I'm away from home like now. Prostitution, I think, is caused by sheerlessness.
Those condemning prostitution carried the day. They won the others over to their side. Later, the whole group sang a different song. The song says, "Be a soldier in this. It is a hard war and you need to be brave. Forget about the old misconception of this war being easy. Be a brave soldier and look after your health." And after this song, the whole group was shocked when one of them, a healthy-looking and beautiful young woman who had lost her husband and 2 children to the disease, stood up to give her testimony.
As a married Christian woman with a husband and a healthy family, I used to think that I could never contract the disease. I actually used to think that AIDS was a disease for heathens and people who were promiscuous. I did not even want to pay any heed to those who were campaigning against AIDS. But I got a shock of my life when I lost my baby to the disease and was asked if I also wanted to have my blood tested. I agreed, and to cut a long story short, I tested positive.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.